Stock, this is dictating on Karen Smith. K-A-R-E-N, Karen Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 9/17/1948. Date of visit is 8/27/25. Please make copy for John Martin, M.D. Martin. Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth, 9/17/48. Date of visit, 8/27/25. Please make a copy for John Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, date of John Martin, M.D. Next paragraph. John. Thank you for sending Karen Smith for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of prison illness. This is a 76-year-old lady with a long-standing history of smoking for 55 years. Was recently seen in the emergency room with palpitations, and was treated for acute bronchitis as well as sinusitis. Period. She had a chest X-ray on 4/29/25. Which showed no acute infiltrates or nodules. The patient has not been on any home oxygen, and she desaturates easily upon activity. She smokes about a pack per day, and has done so for over 50 years. Period. She does have a cough and brings up little clear mucus and denied fevers, chills, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of tonsillectomy remotely, history of pneumonia in December of 22, past history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and emphysema. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and Darwin. Next line, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 55 years, no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died. Following surgery. I'm sorry. Father died of unknown causes. Period. Mother died following surgery in 1983. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some weight loss. No fatigue or fever. No double vision or glaucoma or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, no fever, chills, nausea and heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pain. She has no depression or anxiety, denies urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no easy bruising or enlarged glands. She has some joint pains and muscle stiffness, denies seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next, medalist, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, TIDPRN. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly, white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor sign of the citrus or clubbing, and no edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 90, respirations 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 118, saturation 94. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive, clear over injected ears, no inflammation, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes in the right lung field. And breath sounds are distant, there are no crackles. Heart sounds are regular, some S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflex on the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, fresh, number one. Is COPD with emphysema. Number two, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number three, nicotine dependency. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Has been placed on a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. She will also go for a CT chest with contrast and complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advice to quit cigarette smoking and use the nicotine patch. And advice to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 3 weeks. An external oxygen saturation study will be obtained to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for John Martin, MD. Thank you.